Give us an overview of how the board serves as a tool for IGs now. This is something new for the recovery board. Tell us how it's changed.
Yeah, we started, as you mentioned, we were tracking the money with the stimulus program, the $840 billion, and we had two missions, really. Transparency, collecting data from the recipients and showing it transparently on our website. The other part was oversight or accountability, and we developed some tools called that we use in the Recovery Operations Center. We basically use some advanced analytical tools and analysts to take a very close look at all the money and try and identify trends, try and prevent fraud, or if we detected it, try and get ahead of it or stop it very quickly. Both tools are pretty powerful, and they were very successful. We have a strong relationship working with the IGs, the federal IGs. That's basically, there were 12 IGs that made up the recovery board, still do, with a chairman who is Kathy Tai. She's also the IG of the Department of Education. So we've got a good relationship with both federal law enforcement, the agencies who have spent the money and so forth, we've got good relationships with, and they understand, I think, now our technology and our capabilities. We're just getting into looking at Sandy. The money's starting to flow out. The FEMA money is moving out the fastest, I think. HUD money will be moving out once they review the plans and that have come in from the states. I think the difference here is we're probably going to work more with state and local officials as well, because that's really, if you're looking at fraud, preventing fraud or detecting fraud, it's where the money is being spent. So we'll be looking carefully at that. But we'll be using our Recovery Operations Center capabilities. We're very proud of those. Those have been used as a template for CMS. I heard, you're going to be talking to HHS about how they're going to try and prevent improper payments and so forth. They have used some of our ideas. The Treasury Department in developing improper payment systems have used some of our ideas. So we've been successful, and I think it's good that we're going to continue and try and take a close look at this additional relief spending for Sandy.
So when you're looking at Sandy funds being relief funds and not sort of stimulus funds, what do you think the particular challenges are when it comes to making sure there is no waste or fraud or misuse of the funds?
I think we just take a careful look at it. This is some of the areas are new to us. For instance, a lot of them are benefits, individual benefits. We didn't focus on that as much during recovery, and that's a little different ballgame in that you don't want to delay someone's benefits while you're looking at financial systems and so forth. I think we'd look at things very quickly. That probably won't be our biggest focus. I think some of the challenges are that our main challenge is getting data that we might need, because in recovery we collected the data and we standardized it. We had it in very good shape when we were using it. This, we're going through the federal financial systems, which, we'll get good data. But when you get down to who's actually spending the money, the contractors and the vendors, I think we're going to have to coordinate with the state and local officials and find out who that is.
We're speaking with Michael Wood, the Executive Director of the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board. And if you look at what's being, to whom and for what purposes the Sandy money is being used, a lot of it is what I would call retail. That is to say, people with homes and individual properties. So are you kind of on heightened awareness or heightened alert that this could really be seen as a massive gravy train by the same kind of people that show up to tar your driveway?
Yeah, there's a concern about that. I think we'll do less with the quality of work and more with patterns of if we see any type of fraud and so forth, alerting people to that. One of the things we've looked at is some of the lessons learned in Hurricane Katrina, where there was fraud identified, and we're probably going to focus in on some of those areas that people have problems with. There's things that we can do, look at duplicate payments, for instance, is the same person getting paid for the same service twice, things like that, to try and eliminate. And I think we'll be able to shine a light. I think one of the successes we had in recovery was just shining a very bright light on this money, and people knew we were looking at it, and that had a deterrent effect. I think we'll be able to do some of the same kind of work here.
Are you also working with the agencies issuing the money, FEMA, HUD, and the like?
Yeah, we're working with them. There's a task force that's actually headed up by Secretary Donovan at HUD. But we've been working and meeting with the agencies and OMB. The law requires us to coordinate with, all these groups, the IGs, OMB, and the agencies. We've had a series of weekly meetings with them, and we're looking at what their plans are, a lot of what we did in recovery is also happening in Sandy. You know, we're doing training on grants, how to prevent fraud, things like that for the people that are spending the money. And that was successful as well. Recovery sort of changed the paradigm from, you know, looking at pay and chase, would pay the money and then would, you know, a year later you do an audit and identify a problem. This was more upfront preventive sort of activities, and that worked pretty well.
Yeah.
We're trying to do the same thing with Sandy.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you what their plan was for preventing these sorts of things in the first place. Are they putting any new controls in that you might not have seen a year or so ago?
Yeah, matter of fact, well, I'm not so sure. I haven't gone through all the controls, but I know OMB has asked for agencies to develop and submit sets of internal controls that for their review. So I think they're paying pretty close attention to that. Whether those are new or just strengthening existing ones, I'm not quite sure of yet. We're just starting to get into that. But that is happening. OMB was taking the lead on that, and we'll pitch in. And I know the IG offices, the individual IG offices, there's 18 different agencies spending money, 19 if you count the Corps of Engineers separate from DOD, but and about 30 programs, I think. So they are looking at the internal controls that are used by the feds and how money gets spent.
And when Congress passed the Sandy Relief Bill, it wasn't really just a Sandy bill of the bills. They smeared it around over lots of disasters going back a couple of years, including places far from New York. How has that affected the ability to bore into all of this?
Well, I think we're focusing mostly on Sandy. We haven't sort of been distracted by some of the other stuff that might be in the bill. We'll sort of deal with that if and when it comes up. But our focus right now in planning and getting our feet on the ground and starting to look at the money is pretty much Sandy.
And for the board itself, Justin, in terms of your operations, do you see this as sort of a smaller project than tracking that recovery stimulus money?
Yeah, I think, you know, the board was set to sunset in September of this year. The Sandy Relief Act continues us for another 2 years to 2015, but changes the mission slightly more towards probably the accountability, our recovery operations center, less of the transparency work that we did. It was probably 50-50. It'll probably be, you know, 80 to 90% oversight accountability work and a small amount of transparency. We're helping agencies, for instance. We've got good technology on how to build websites and dashboards and things. And we're working with FEMA and others on, you know, what we can do to, you know, use some of our technology to help them do that. So we're still doing some transparency, but it will mostly be accountability in the rock. And that's a smaller mission. You know, we don't have $840 billion. We have $60 billion we're looking at. So I think it will shrink. The organization will shrink somewhat, and the activities will be won't be as broad as they were for recovery. Recovery is pretty much, you know, we're in the a reporting period right now. It's pretty much wrapping up. Most of the money's moved out. There's still reporting requirements for some of the recipients, but that's winding down 4 years after you know, its initial passage.
And, of course, a bad hurricane season, and you could be set for life.
Well, I don't like to look at it that way. I hope I don't become the disaster czar. But, yeah, if others come along and they ask us to look at money for other types of situations, well, we're set up to do that, I guess.